Most of you ask the question that I don't have a decent portfolio to show potential clients. Is it necessary for me to have it for starting my career as a freelancer? Hello and welcome to my podcast, The Content Scoop. Today I'll be discussing why you need a portfolio. Let's discuss, why do you need a portfolio? While you could mention a number of projects you have worked on during a job interview, a portfolio allows you to simply tell and, more importantly, demonstrate your expertise. Here are few reasons why do you need a portfolio as a freelancer. What are the benefits of having a portfolio? Simply said, a professional portfolio serves as a marketing tool. You can simply present your greatest work, former and current clients, and the talents you can provide a firm with a comprehensive professional portfolio. Now I'll tell you what is the professional portfolio's purpose. Portfolios are useful in a variety of scenarios. Number one, for interviews. For interview or jobs, you must have eye-catching portfolio. Although freelancers can work with a small number of clients in a short period of time, while you should have a CV exhibiting a professional portfolio to a potential employer allows the interviewer to see your skills in action. Number two, salary or rates negotiation. It's a way to tell an employer that you deserve a higher salary. It's another way to demonstrate all of your work and why it translates to greater pay. If self-promotion is difficult for you, a portfolio can clearly demonstrate your abilities. You have documented examples of what you can do and can use your portfolio to demand higher charges if a client wants you to work on something new. Now the question comes, how to create a portfolio? It's critical to establish your professional portfolio's goal before you start building your portfolio. Your aim will help you decide what kind of information to include in your portfolio and how to structure your efforts. Goals could include who you are pitching to, what sector you want to break into, or showcasing all of the work you've done for the current client over the years. Now, I hope you understand what is the importance of portfolio. For more updates related to freelancing and content writing, do listen to my podcast. Stay tuned with me on Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast. Thank you.